that was built so that the two or three rooms together, and when you opened all of their doors, you could see right out from the front to the back of the house.
Well, that house had two sets of doors that way in here. One went all the way through the house. You opened the front door, you could see the kitchen stove back at the far end. And if you opened the other front door at the other end of the gallery, you could see clear through and out onto the back gallery. If the doors were all open, that's the way that house was built. Mm-hmm. And then I built two houses myself. Built one for me. You open the front door, you can see clear through all the rooms, plumb out the back door, all lined up. And then later on, I built another house, and I built a set of doors in it the same way. And so I don't know what you call them, but I liked them. Because you get on a couch or something that kind between them doors in the heat of the day, and there'd generally be some breeze blowing through all them doors.
Right.
That's why I like to build them. I reckon that's the reason why my father liked to build them.
Have you ever heard people talk about a shotgun house?
You mean a little old long narrow house?
Yes, sir.
I've heard them talk about it. Old so-and-so, he built a shotgun house, and then he built a room all in a row, you know.
Right.
What do you mean? Long like a shotgun barrel, yeah.
I see. I don't want to make you miss your supper. I've got 20 after 5. Is it about time?
No, it'll be some time yet. Because it'll be probably be 6 o'clock before I get my supper. I won't miss it no how.
Okay. Let's see. When you were talking about your house, was there usually a room in the house back then that was you thought of as the best room in the house where you might have company or something like that?
Oh, we always had a what we called a front room in the house where I took the company to, yeah. If we had several rooms in the house.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides the front room?
I've heard someone call it the den.
The den? I see. Well, what about would that be the same thing as what people call the living room nowadays?
I imagine it would be served the same purpose as a living room nowadays. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it the parlor?
Well, yes, in a way, I've heard it called a parlor. And I'm going to tell you now. That what we always call a front room, that is where we took company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It serves the same purpose as commonly called a parlor now. And mostly nowadays, the nice houses are built with a parlor just for the young folks, you know.
Right.
Well, that way, all the same.
You were talking about a couch a minute ago. Now, when you say couch, you mean a long piece that several people can sit on at the same time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can turn the back of it down and make a bed out of it.
Right. Now, have you ever heard people call that by any other name besides couch?
Some call it a settee. I've heard it called settee, sofa, all that sort of stuff.
Same thing?
All the same thing, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Ever heard anybody call it the divan?
The what?
The divan.
I don't know what I've heard it called that or not. I've heard sofa and settee and couch and all that all serve the same purpose.
I see. And you say your house had a fireplace in it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chimney.
All right. Did you know that open place right in front of the fireplace? Was there a name for that?
Hearth.
Oh yeah.
That's laid with brick called the hearth. Mm-hmm. That's for fire.